terminated our contract. She gave me a requisition for more men, equipment, and materials.
She's serious?
Deadly. She reminded me of the company's history and what becomes of those who renege on contracts. The Prabhrendra chuckled.
Bold wench. All by herself?
Smoke squeaked something. The Radisha said, She's already recruited a force 2,000 strong. She's training them. She's dangerous, dear. You'd better take her seriously. Smoke squeaked again, apparently unable to articulate what he wanted to say.
Yes, she killed Jahamaraj Jha. Jha tried giving her some trouble. Poof! She made him disappear.
The prince took a deep breath, blew it out between puffed cheeks.
Can't fault her taste, but that's no way to make friends with priests.
Smoke gobbled again. The Radisha said, She doesn't intend to try. She got Blade to defect. He's her number two man now. You know his attitude.
Damn it, Smoke! One thing at a time!
Swan and Mather?
They stuck, I think. But Swan is taken with her, too. I really don't know what you see in her. The Prabhrendra chuckled.
She's exotic and gorgeous. Where are they now?
I left them in charge, supposedly. It's meaningless. She considers herself the captain and free to do whatever she pleases. With those two there, I'll have eyes on the scene. They can keep us informed.
All right, Smoke, all right.
What's he lathered about?
He thinks she's made an alliance with the Stranglers.
The Stranglers?
Kena worshippers. Like Smoke's been whining all along.
Oh.
First time she visited me, she brought two of them with her, or men who appeared to be Stranglers. Smoke managed a clear statement.
She carried a strangling cloth herself. I believe she slew Jha personally. I believe she disposed of his corpse in a deceiver's rite.
Let me think.
The prince steepled his fingers before his lips. Finally he asked,
Were they men she'd recruited? Or did she make an alliance with the whole cult?
Smoke gobbled. The Radisha contradicted him. I don't know. Who knows how that cult works?
It's not monolithic.
Smoke said,
She carried a rummel herself. She posed as Kena during the fight with the Shadowmaster's cavalry.
The Radisha had to explain that. The prince observed,
So we assume the worst, no matter how unlikely?
Even if she has access to only a few Stranglers, dear, she's acquired an unholy power. They have no fear of death. If they're told to kill, they kill, disregarding any cost to themselves, and we have no way of knowing who might be one of them.
The Year of the Skulls,
Smoke piped.
It's coming!
Let's don't get carried away. You talk to her, sis. What does she want?
To continue the war, to fulfill the Black Company's commission, then see us meet our end of the agreement.
Then we're in no immediate danger. Why not let her have her head?
Kill her now, Smoke said. Before she grows any stronger, destroy her, or she will destroy Taglios.
He seems to be overreacting, don't you think, sis?
I'm not so sure anymore.
But...
You didn't talk to her. Her with all the confidence of a tidal wave. She's turned damn scary.
And the Shadow Masters? Who'll handle them?
We have a year.
You think we could build an army?
I don't know. I think we made a lethal mistake dealing with the Black Company the way we did. Quiet, Smoke. We wove webs of deception. That will come back on us because we're in too deep to retreat. Swan, Blade, and Mather were convinced we were treacherous and